Hey there, beautiful souls. This is Laura Bennett, and welcome back to Overthinking Detox, where we turn those mental knots into peaceful progress. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, mindful movement. Ever feel like your body is just a vessel, always on autopilot? I get it. Between work, deadlines, family chaos, and that endless scroll on our phones, sometimes we forget to actually feel our bodies. But here's the thing, mindful movement isn't about becoming some yoga guru or marathon runner. It's about bringing awareness to every step, every stretch, every breath you take. It's about rediscovering that beautiful connection between your mind and body. And trust me, this practice can seriously upgrade your physical wellness game. Now, before you picture yourself contorting into impossible poses, let me break down 5 key takeaways that will make mindful movement feel accessible and totally jubile-free. First up, forget the pressure to be perfect. Think of this as a journey, not a competition. It's about progress, not perfection. There's no need to master every pose or hit some crazy fitness goal. Just show up, listen to your body, and move in a way that feels good. Remember, even 5 minutes of mindful movement can make a world of difference. Speaking of listening to your body, the second key takeaway is all about tuning into those sensations. Feel your feet connecting with the ground, notice the rise and fall of your breath, and pay attention to how different movements feel in your muscles. This awareness helps you build strength, improve balance, and even prevent injuries by recognizing when your body needs a break. It's like giving your body a high five for all its hard work. Next up, embrace the power of intention. Before you even start moving, take a moment to set an intention for your practice. Maybe it's stress relief, increased energy, or simply feeling more connected to yourself. Having that intention in mind helps you focus your energy and make the most of your movement session. It's like giving your workout a purpose beyond just burning calories. It's about nourishing your whole self. Now, let's talk variety. Number 4 is all about mixing things up. Don't get stuck in a rut doing the same old thing every day. Explore different types of movement: yoga, walking, dancing, swimming, whatever brings you joy and gets you moving. Variety keeps things interesting, challenges your body in new ways, and helps prevent boredom. Think of it like adding spices to your workout routine. Finally, remember to make mindful movement a part of your everyday life. It doesn't have to be a dedicated hour-long session every day. You can incorporate it into your daily routine, take a few mindful stretches during your work break, walk with intention on your lunch break, or even just focus on your breath while you're waiting in line. You know that feeling when you're walking down the street and suddenly realize you're lost in thought? Maybe about that upcoming presentation or what you'll have for dinner. Mindful movement is like bringing yourself back to the present moment, right here, right now. It's about reconnecting with your body and feeling truly alive. And trust me, once you start practicing mindful movement, you'll wonder how you ever lived without it. Let's say you're having a stressful day at work, deadlines are looming, emails are piling up, and you just feel that knot in your shoulders tightening up. Instead of reaching for another cup of coffee or scrolling through social media to escape, what if you took a 5-minute mindful movement break? You could find a quiet corner, roll out your yoga mat, or even just stand up and gently stretch your arms overhead, feeling the tension melt away with each breath. Focusing on those movements, on how your body feels, that's where the magic happens. It's like hitting the reset button and coming back to work feeling calmer, clearer, and ready to tackle those challenges with renewed energy. Remember, friends, mindful movement isn't about achieving perfection or becoming a fitness fanatic. It's about honoring your body, connecting with yourself, and rediscovering the joy of simply moving. So go ahead, take a few moments today to tune in, feel the sensations, and move with intention. Your mind and body will thank you for it. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your favorite mindful movement practices in the comments below. Let's inspire each other and keep spreading the word about this amazing practice. And if this episode resonated with you, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps others discover Overthinking Detox and embark on their own journey to mental well-being. Until next time, keep shining your light, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.